First of all, I just want to thank once again for your sponsorship of Chamber Day. It was on March the 30th this year. It was by all estimates the most successful chamber membership Chamber Day ever. We had almost 200 volunteers. It goes up every year. The people that go, you know that they enjoy doing it because they come back and they bring someone else. Teaming with law enforcement, we appreciate so much to put together our teams to go out there. And this year, we actually went into almost 1,200 businesses. You'll see in a minute some of the businesses could not respond or chose not to respond to our questions we asked them. We had exactly, the numbers do strange things sometimes, we had exactly 1,000 responses to our questions, which helps out a lot on the math, on the percentages. But you'll see, we'll talk about that in a minute, but we had almost 1,200 businesses. We go out there, we thank them, the teams thank them for being in business in Brazos County. We thank them for, we're not looking for anything. Thank you for hiring people. Thank you for paying taxes. Thank you for serving the community. And along with that, thank you. We want to ask you a few questions just so we can get a survey. And people said something about, it's not a scientific survey, but when you go into over 1,000 businesses and you may be talking to an A&M student that just started work there that afternoon, or the owner of the business, or a manager for 20 years, when you ask 1,000 people questions and you get their response, you probably got a pretty good idea of what is going on. That's going to be a great mix to have. And so that's what I'm reporting to you guys today, the result of our survey. If you have a packet, if you'll turn to page one, that's kind of the summary. As you flip through there, you can see all of the details are in the back by industry. But just generally in 2017, when we asked people to compare to a previous year, how have their sales changed? You can say that 57% said that they had increased, 13% had decreased, and 26% stayed the same. Looking back in previous years, we had in 14 and 15 around 66% saying that sales had increased, and we had a dip last year, and we were kind of wondering about that. You know, 1 year does not make a trend, but we said, let's see what happens next year, and we'll see. And you can see, I think that has kind of leveled out. So one of the most important things, I guess, at least everything has stayed the same for sure, or there's a slight increase. Down to the next one, expecting the number of employees to change. In 2016, we had 45% said they expected increase, and that's the same this year. Only 2% expect their employees to decrease, and so I think that's a very important number, and stay the same as at 51%. Expecting the local economy to do. I'll say in a minute a couple of breakdowns on that, but just overall, the 1,000 people that responded, 81% expect the local economy to go up. You can see we were back in the 80% in 14 and 15. We dropped in 16, but we're right back up there to 81% in 2017, and only 3% expect our local economy to decrease in the coming year. So I think that is an important number. 13 stays the same, 3% decrease on 17, on 2017. Quality of workforce. How would you rate the quality of the workforce for your type of business? 41% said good, 31% said average. That number is a couple percents down on the good and average, but the good and average together is the exact same thing as last year. Those numbers have just switched a couple of percentage. Only 16% say poor. Outside of business, how would you rate our quality of life? This is something that always interests me. We had 1% say poor in 2016. We always wondered who that was, or it's less than 1% in 2017. 58% say the quality of life is excellent, 35% good. And so I think that says a lot about our economy. If you flip over, and you can kind of see, you can go through the details that are on there. They're very small numbers. I apologize for that, but you can work that down. Just to pick a number or two, just to show you kind of how that works. Under construction, we had 53 responses. You can see last year under construction, 55% expected an increase in sales. This year in construction, I believe it's 69. So that's gone up. Down in healthcare, we had a decrease, 74-75% last year. Thought it was an increase. It's down in the 50s this year. Of course, now we're talking about there was a lot of new construction, a lot of new health businesses coming in last year, and so that has probably stabilized. If you flip over to the next page, how do you expect our local economy to do? I think we've one very interesting number. You break that down by financial services, banks, and brokerage. Those guys have a pretty good feel of the pulse of the local economy. 75% expected an increase last year. 90% in that area expects an increase in the coming year. I think that's a very, very, very good sign. Flipping it over through there, expecting the number of employees to change, you can see how it kind of corresponds. We mentioned construction. 60% thinks that there's going to be an increase in construction employees compared to 42% last year. So we know there's a lot of construction going on. And then as far as the detail, if I just do one more page, the quality of qualified applicants. In 2016, under construction, only 25% of the people surveyed in construction thought that that they were getting quality applicants, and it's 26% this year. So while all the construction is going on and the numbers are going up, you can see that they feel like they're having a problem finding quality people to fill their jobs. There's a lot of great information like that. You can take your time to dig through there and see the different industries and what that says to you. There's some charts in the back. One thing that we didn't put in there that we do ask them whether or not they're a chamber member. There's no sale at all that has to do with the chamber. We just ask. And it turns out of the 1,000 people surveyed, 40% were chamber members. I think that should be 100%, but I tell you 40% is probably pretty dang good. Mr. Hickman, do you have anything to add?
Very good job. I just appreciate the county's been a wonderful supporter of this, and I think we truly have quality information about our community, which we didn't have before, and I think the partnership that we've had to provide this to the community is something to be proud of.